Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, also on SoundCloud, hosted by Big Bang Sound, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. We'll be right back with the show right after this. See you in a second. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast today. We got an exciting show today. It's a continuation from yesterday. Because I thought yesterday I sort of left it off a little bit early. Now, today's topic is the path I took to clear clarity was just like pulling teeth. And the reason why I say like pulling teeth is because I've had about 5 teeth pulled in my life so far, not including my molars. So around 7 teeth. And it's one of those things that I really disliked and I hated. I hated going to the dentist because I had this memory from when I was a kid of having that numbness and I couldn't talk. And that's why I compare clear clarity just like pulling teeth, because I identified those situations, pain and situations in my life, like I was talking about yesterday's show. So identifying those pains that we had from childhood that I had, I identified it when I was an adult. And then when I went to the dentist, I'm like, oh God, this is so, like, not as bad as I even thought it was going to be. Because I thought it was going to be painful, right? So I waited like 20 years before going to a dentist, and it was kind of partially too late because now I have to deal with it, because you get infected, and then getting an infection can cause more pain towards your future. And that is the same as your internal pains of your fears and your anxieties. They're showing you something. So my teeth were showing me something that I needed to face. If I didn't face it, it would get much worse. It's the same as our internal pains. If I didn't face it, then I wasn't going to create the happiness that I'm looking for, that I'm seeking out, that's going to be coming to my life. And when I started to face that, it means dentist, it means life, it means my pains, then started to create this much more enjoyable and less anxiety, less stress towards life. Yeah, I'm still going to have to go to the dentist. Means I'm still going to have to face some of those anxieties and situations in my life. But it's not so difficult anymore, because I know the feeling after it's been done. So after the tooth has been pulled, fine. A week later, it's been not even, a few days later, back to normal. But facing that day by day, hour by hour, some people, myself included, there's some days that in the past that I didn't want to face. And I'm talking 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Because I didn't want to face it because I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed drinking. I enjoyed smoking marijuana. I enjoyed cigarettes. Well, I thought I did. Because the feeling it gave to me, I could escape. I could escape reality. And I'll tell you the truth, it was so much easier to escape with these tools that were in front of me that I can just go purchase at the store or at my drug dealer's house. Or for cigarettes, you can go buy them in the grocery store. But anything and everything that you want to hide your pains with are available. But how about the free and the accessible within ourselves. We have that capability within ourselves to heal ourselves. It doesn't cost any money. Yes, we need to have that trigger and that moment of clarity that we can learn from other people that have gone through it and have dealt with it. So I've seen people, how they deal with certain situations, because I study people now, how they deal with situations and anxiety and depression. And that's how I learned how to deal with it and how to coach it. Once I learned how to coach dealing with situations by asking them questions and dealing with it and activating those internal guidance system that we all have, people start to really realize, wow, this is not as hard as I thought it would be. But it's that initial jumping off the cliff. It's just like jumping off a cliff or getting your tooth pulled, whatever it may be. It's that first initial fear that we have to get through it. Like myself, I have a program, a process that really helps people get through those anxieties of addictions and relationships and in their lives. I know it works because we've helped thousands of people around the world deal with situations. That's why I know it works. You know, I get emails saying, oh, you absolutely transformed my life. Thank you so much. And there's other people on the other side that said, boy, you're so tough. You're so hard on me. Why do you have to be so forward and so truthful? That's the whole process. Is the truth that helps you get through that life that you've always wanted. That's the process. It's just like when they say no pain, no gain in the gym. I don't know if I truly believe that, but because you don't need to have that pain if you're always working out since you were a kid. And there is no more pain. So it means if we're working on ourselves, there is no pain, but that's the process. We believe there's pain, but there actually is not pain. There isn't. It's as smooth as glass. It is. And I truly believe it to be true. So I'll be right back with a recap in just a moment. Now, the one thing that I would love for people to do is send a comment and tell you how this show was and give me a thumbs up. That'd be fantastic. So I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with a recap right after this. Hello and welcome back to the recap. So today's topic was the path I took to clear clarity was like pulling teeth. Now, anything that we do, number one, anything that we do is a process and the step process. So everything that we do, even if we're walking one step forward. Like we're eating, we're making food. It's a process of making that food. So it's just like healing ourselves. It's a process. We have to accept what we're doing in life. If we don't want to accept, it means we're losing some of those ingredients and it's not going to taste very good. You can't skip to the end. There is no skipping from anxiety and depression and pain and anxiety and addictions towards freedom. There's steps in between it. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to my podcast. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, desired, and dreamed of. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.